The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello. How's it going out there, besties? Here I am. It's Nikki Glaser. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I want to start by saying I have a little bit of a speech impediment today because I have a family, a Duggar family of canker sores on the right side of my tongue. And let me be clear that canker sores are not cold sores. But even if they were, who cares? No one wants any of this. It wouldn't be my fault, but they're not contagious. I didn't get them from sex. Well, I'd be proud if I got these from sex. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with that? God, I'm really kind of opening up my mind to the idea, like, what is wrong with cold sores? You get them from sex? That means you had sex. Oh, with someone that gave you something that you did. I guess there's some kind of shame in that. I didn't know going in what it was. Who knows what you're going into when you have sex ever? I digress. I just wrote to my orthodontist to get me a gun to blow my tongue off. Like, honestly, I've been thinking about taking a scalpel to it because I'm like, I think cutting them off would be more pleasure. Like, there's just something, but I know that they're caused from like little cuts on your tongue. Let me just be clear with you guys. Hold on. One of the patches just came out. I have tried every treatment for canker sores that is in the Walgreens aisle. One of the patches just came off, and it actually leaves me free to talk a little bit easier. I'm not in like terrible pain. I wouldn't be doing this if I was. I want to be here. So sometimes, you know, my policy on like when people don't want to be doing their job, I'm just like, well, then I don't want to listen to you or be here. So just know that I want to be here, or else I wouldn't be. Yeah, but my mouth is in pain, but not terrible because I have cleared out. I've spent hundreds of dollars this weekend on different numbing agents and canker sore patches and lots of cold sore treatment as well because, you know, the cameras that are following me right now, there's a lot of people that are like, can we get you anything? And I'm like, I don't have time to run to the store. Can you go to Walgreens and get canker sore stuff? And they all went and they brought back a Breva. And that's not what this is. And so, but a Breva is like expensive. And I was like, does someone should use this? Like, don't let this go to waste. Does anyone want this? And then everyone, of course, is like, no, I don't even know what that is. I'm just like, oh yeah, that's the reason. It's always there's none at Walgreens, or it's like locked up with a security. You have to press a button to get the guy to come over and unlock it for you so you can buy it for your cousin. Yeah, it's painful. And I got it from eggplant, which is funny because I wrote my orthodontist, who is a really cool chick who I've become friends with. I was thinking today, I was like, I need pain pills for this. Like, I need legit, like, I've been just, you know, like happy skeletoning, like so many Tylenol and Advil and Elite, like all those over and over. And I'm like, it's not giving me any relief. And I was thinking I could just use a real good pain med. And I was thinking, do I have any doctor friends to like write me a script? And I'm like, why don't I have any doctor friends that I can call? But I do have an orthodontist friend. And the only reason I even thought to call her was because I canceled. No, I was supposed to go in and I got Botox the other day with my mom. I was looking at old pictures of myself when I was in there to see if I like really wanted to get filler again, because I've gotten a lot of that in my face before. And I was like, you know what? My face looks like an actress's face in some of these pictures where I was like really filled up. I was like, oh, you look like an actress on like a panel at Comic-Con. like kind of frozen and like, like pursing my lips, and like my lips just look full and my cheekbones look full, and it's like, but I was like, I don't know, I feel like I kind of like having there's some life taken out of my face. So I go, you know what, I'm not gonna do filler there anymore. I'm gonna get it somewhere where I haven't gotten it, where they suggested, which is under my eyes. Because, no, I haven't, I don't know if you've seen this, but like under your inner tear troughs, you can get it. So I might have glasses on next week because I moved my appointment. But they have to put a cannula in, which is like a tube kind of thing, so that the needle can like travel through. It's very delicate skin, but it bruises super, like so much, and it makes your skin like really puffed up. And like you get bruising when you get filler in your lips and stuff, but not like it is under your eyes because it's so delicate. But the filler under your eyes, just like my eyes are getting a little hollow. There's nothing wrong with it. Getting a little bit there, but I don't think I'm ever going to do the cheek stuff again. I don't want to say never, never say never, but 007, but yeah. So anyway, I was going to get that today, and because it allows me some days to heal before I'm back on stage. It's just, I would address it on stage for my shows if I was like bruised and puffy, but it's just, once you address it, you get some laughs and you go, oh, I had this stuff, and then you get to talking about it. But it's just distracting the whole time. And I want people to like look at my legs, not my, you know, not my face. Just kidding. Listen to my jokes and my legs. Listen to my legs. But no, have you seen the under eye stuff? Has that ever been of interest to you? I know that you're not, you know, scared of getting stuff done. You've thought about it before.
Yeah, I have it, you know, in general, eye stuff kind of like freaks me out. It's why I can't get LASIK. I don't know if I'm like too traumatized from watching A Clockwork Orange where they like clamp the guy's eye open.
Oh, right.
Stuff like that I love. I think it's like a very gentle way of doing skincare without going like too much. And even if you do go too much, I don't judge.
No judgment here. Yeah, we're all just trying to do our best.
Yeah, I know eventually I'm going to have to do some, like, just like a little bit of Botox. I would like to, but, you
Not
know.
Have I've, to, want to.
Want to, want to, yes. Thank you, Nikki. But
I don't know. I'm trying to change the way I talk about this stuff, too, of like, I have to do this because it's like,
you're right.
There are people that literally can't afford it, so should they just jump off a building because they can't, you know, like, you don't.
Right.
We don't, I don't have to. I would like to. So what were you going to say, like some crow's feet stuff?
So I just tried dermaplaning for the first time, and I think I'm going to do that. Like,
did you get your dermaplaning license?
Yeah. Are you
with Britney Spears?
Yeah, she was my coach.
What is that?
So basically they like take a blade and it's kind of like what I would do for when I would I guess like shave my eyebrows or whatever, like to clean them
so
up.
So it's when they cut the fuzz off.
Yeah, like all over.
Yeah.
And I think the next thing I'm going to do is that like vampire facial thing.
Yes, the microneedling.
Yes.
That's what I want to do too. That stuff's cool. That
you do it together?
I would love to. When you come to town, let's do it.
Okay.
We can go to my place. We'll make it a fun little spa day. Med spa day, which is not like a spa day. You don't get like sandals and a little locker and a robe. You get numbing cream all over your face. You talk like the way I'm talking. You have to take pictures, like mug shots of your face in harsh lighting for before and after photos that they can use against you if you sign the wrong papers before you go in. No, that would be cool. I want to get that stuff too. I finally have like a comfortable relationship with that stuff, I think, for now at least, where, you know, I could get anything right now. I'm in a good situation with, I have connections with this doctor that's really good that would advise me to do the right stuff. I could probably get a little bit of like have a Kardashian. You can just get a Kardashian face now. You know, you could just be like, you could look like one of the sisters. But I'm just, you know, I've looked at those pictures. I'm glad I've gone there before, by the way. I'm glad that I was ballsy enough, which I do say, if you are willing to, if you're of the means to be able to do this stuff to your face and you want to, and you do it, to me, you're brave. You're taking a chance on something that could turn out really bad. You know, it's your fucking face. And even more so before the pandemic. Now you can just wear a mask. But before, like it, you know, and I've said this ad nauseum, but if one person hasn't heard me say it before, I just love putting it out there. When you see women and or men and you go, what'd they do to their face? She ruined her face. They're just trying to be loved. Let them off the hook, you know? And you want to get mad because they're usually rich women and they're usually, you know, you just want to, you think they're gold diggers or you think they're so sad. It is sad. You know, it's sad that, you know, someone feels the need to have to go through all that to feel loved, including myself. I think that something in my life will be better if I get my tear troughs. Okay, so what they do, like my doctor that had it done, Noah.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I'm doing it is because I've always suffered with bags under my eyes. It's kind of been my, before I even was nervous about buck teeth, you know, that one tooth I'm trying to fix with Invisalign. I was always so insecure about the circles under my eyes. The first makeup I ever bought was concealer for under eye circles. And I used to do everything I could, you know, cold spoon. I used to, you know, back then you couldn't Google, like, what do you do for bags under your eyes? But I used to read in Cosmo or like the women's magazines. I'd see from in my mom's like collections of stuff, like what you could do for it. And there's just really nothing until filler. No, I don't even know. It's weird that filler would, but now mine are sagging and I have dark, now I don't care anymore. Like when I have dark circles, I'm just like, that's an indication you are having an allergic reaction because your parents smoked inside your entire childhood. And maybe that was why you had dark circles under your eyes and they were puffy every morning and night and afternoon. And you had chronic sinus infections. Maybe that was it. They didn't know. No one knew about the dangers of smoking in the 90s. My doctor had like nothing under her eyes. It looked like a porcelain doll and it didn't look, it's like, you know, Megan Fox eyes, certain celebrities, you go, you don't have any kind of darker circle under your eye. It's almost like there's nothing there. It just like your cheek starts there. So I'm going to get that look and maybe I won't like it. But you know what? Guess what? I'm still lovable even if I get it and it's awful. And I'm still lovable if I don't get it, which I'm not going to get. I was going to get it today, but I couldn't because my canker sores are killing me and I can't stand two things of pain going on my face. So that's the thing I wrote the doctor. I texted the doctor being like, I got to push my appointment for this fucking eye shit because, and it's my day off, by the way. This is my first day off in eons. Because camera crews were following me this weekend. It was all, you know, usually on the weekends when I'm doing shows, I have downtime. You know, you travel from city to city, but then once you get in the city, you can like kind of relax. And then in between shows, you're not like doing stuff. But man, oh God, we had such a good weekend. But anyway, I texted my doctor, can't do it. And I go, I don't know who I'm texting, but I have a family of canker sores camping out on my right side of my tongue and it's brutal. And she goes, I think Dr. Otto could help with that. My orthodontist who recommended this face person. And I go, brilliant. And I have to go in there anyway to go get a fucking retainer to keep these teeth in line before I get my new aligners for my Invisalign, my 25th pack. And I texted Dr. Otto, my other one that I have on text. And she said, yeah, I have a prescription ointment because I guess when you get braces, you're getting cuts all over your mouth and it inflames. Yeah. And that's what Noah, you asked me before the show, like what caused it. This is the funny part that I was getting to. And then I'm going to bring in Andrew. I wrote Dr. Otto. She's kind of like, she's very gorgeous, very cool. She's been on camera a lot for different things that I've done around St. Louis. Like I'll go in there and they'll like cameras have shot me going in there because it's just a place where I go where they like are like, you're Nikki Glaser. Like I went in there as like, they didn't know who I was. I was just recommended to go there. And then they were all like, I know you from Howard Stern. Like she's so cool and like a big fan. And they're always like hooking me up with like free scrunchies. Wait, I have a scrunchie right here.
Dr. Otto scrunchie.
Who else has a scrunchie from their orthodontist? But she gives me free scrunchies and tooth whitening kits. And now I get her number. But she's always kind of like naughty, like kind of, I always talk to her about like, you know, if you wear your Invisalign while you're giving oral sex, it's actually like better because it smooths out the bottom of your teeth. And so you don't have sharp teeth and you can like bite their dick and it like won't hurt. And she was like, I know. She's so cool. She doesn't know from experience, but she is heard. That's what I'll say. But I wrote her today and I go, I got canker sores from, which I don't know why I have to explain what I got it from because I just don't want anyone to think I, in some nefarious way, which I don't even know what that would be. But I ate eggplant this weekend and I have allergic reactions to nightshades sometimes, lectins. I can't even say the word because of my kinks. And I was filming at the time. I'm at Aladdin Cafe, which was my the place I worked in college for 3 years. I went back to visit this family that I worked for, who I love so much, in Lawrence, Kansas. And I'm eating my favorite salad that I used to eat all the time. And this dressing somehow had a reaction. And then I ate baba ganoush, which is made from eggplants. And boom, I had like a giant bubble in my tongue that I couldn't address because I was on camera. So I just bit it and burst it in my mouth. And then that burst, that abrasion led to the kinks. And it was Mr. Kink first. And then he got a wife. And then over the weekend, I was numbing them and performing. And it just, the abrasiveness led to just more and more. So I wrote her and I said, I got canker sores from eggplant, from eating eggplant. And I said, not the emoji, hee hee. And it was like a fun little doctor, but I thought it was kind of funny because that it's like, that is like, when you say I ate eggplant, no one thinks about the eggplant emoji, but eggplant emoji is dick. God, baba ganoush is so good. It sucks that I'm allergic to it sometimes. If anyone has, and also I was reading on the subreddit canker sores last night. I'm so into canker sores now and like theories behind them because they are mysterious and no one knows what really causes them. I mean, they're from abrasions. They're ulcers that are caused by little cuts and tears on your tongue. When you bite your tongue, bite your lip. Someone said Diet Coke. And I'm back on the sauce. I've been off Diet Coke for over a decade, and then Andrew got me back on Diet Coke. We're going to talk about Diet Coke when we get back. Let's get him in here. Andrew!
Oh, boy.
What up, Drew?
Just give me the light of my new. What reggae song were we singing this weekend?
Girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. And when you cry out, I'm going to push it some more. It's a ravey song. But I was listening to that song and I got so turned on recently, Noah. Because it says, and when you cry out, I'm going to push it some more. I'm like, oh my God.
They used to play that at like my elementary school dances.
Yes! I love.
You know what it is?
I never listened to the lyrics. You just think it's like a fun, funky reggae song about like smoking weed in the sun.
Well, it is funny. You had a reggae beat to anything. You'd be like, I beat my wife. She was talking some smack. So I grabbed the knife and I started to attack.
Oh my God, this is so spring break. That's so funny.
It is okay. Funny when you break out in lyrics like Baby I'm Cold Outside got so much shit.
There's a lot. I mean, there's one, a Beatles song that's like, you better run just as fast as you can, little girl, hide your head in the sand, little girl, if I catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. Bum 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 bum.
Hey! Ding, bum, and all, like, and all these people in the audience are dressed in nice clothes going boop 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 boop.
And you know, it came out like John Lennon was a wife beat, you know, beat his wife and was like really cruel. And then I was listening the other day on my Spotify, it came on, I was dreaming of the past and my heart was beating fast, that I'm just a jealous guy. And it's like I forgave him for that, because that song, for a guy to admit he's jealous is one of the hardest things for anyone really to admit they're jealous, but for a man, I think that it's just such a,
you know, it'd be even more so incredible.
Weak. What
if he changed jealous to wife beater?
I'm just a wife beater.
Now that is impressive, because then you're really being honest.
Yeah,
saying you're jealous is like, listen, a cover up for them.
He wasn't. I'm not forgiving him.
No, I
means.
Know. I know.
If Chris Brown came out and covered that song, I might start listening to
R. Kelly, you know, playing it.
R. Kelly. I'll forgive every R&B singer who's hurt women in the past. No, Chris Brown, that. One, two, three, four.
I mean, his big thing is when he danced after Britney had that meltdown.
Oh, my God. That was, I remember, I mean, we're going off so many tangents here. But first of all, I love the Chris Brown song that is played at that wedding dance, the YouTube wedding dance, which is one of my favorite YouTube videos of all time. Of those, if you haven't seen it, it's called JK Wedding Dance, but it's to Chris Brown's Forever. Forever, forever. And he wrote that song, I think, in like 3 minutes, and he was writing it for a like Double Mint Gum commercial.
Oh.
double your favor, double your fun, we'll dance forever. And I'm not even joking. That's really what. So I love that video. And it's the only thing that I still listen to of Chris Brown's, even though I do like that song. There's one other song I really love. It's like a slower song. Anyway, back to, we said, Girl, I Want to Make You Sweat. And then there was one other thing after that.
Something made you happy.
No, that was after that. Shoot. We have listed Chris Brown. What was right before Chris
Maybe
Brown?
Maybe I'm Cold Outside.
Maybe I'm Cold Outside. Girl, I Want to Make You Sweat. Doesn't matter. John Lennon. Yeah, I don't.
Nothing matters.
I almost thought you said unleaded. I'm like, yes.
Unleaded. Is it me or we sound exactly alike right now?
I know. We both have a speech impediment now. I know, you've gone over.
Yeah.
My kankies. My kankies make me Andrew. Now I know what it's like.
Oh, all right. Did you give your canker sore like a fun little nickname so it sounds?
No, it's a family. It's called a Duggar family of cankers. It multiplied over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
It started out as one from like that lunch when we were with Adam at Aladdin Cafe. That's when it started. My tongue swelled up. Anyway, couple things. Diet Coke is possibly a cause of canker sores.
Mm.
Not enough sleep, which I have been getting. All these things contribute, but Diet Coke, I think I might get off the sauce again. You got me back into Diet Coke.
We had a fun ride. We had a fun ride with DC.
And you know what we were doing, Anoa? Every time we either would buy a DC for ourselves on the road, we would get one for each other. And there's something about giving someone a Diet Coke that makes you feel like you're in a Coca-Cola commercial of like, you always share a Diet Coke with your very best friend. He's sitting right here and the song never ends. It was always, there was always something like very sentimental about it. And I'm sorry that run has to end, but I might be back.
I feel like you'll be.
The
once
weird
your tongue
thing is
heals.
I never liked Diet Coke. It was Diet Dr. Pepper for me. Diet Coke was like, ugh, what? If I'm doing diet drinks, let me just go to the ones I want. Diet Dr. Pepper, Diet Root, like Barks.
Yeah.
But now Diet Coke, my
DCs,
God.
They get you back. I mean, especially when you really, you don't drink or anything. I just love going, like, lifting it up, going, yeah.
Diet Coke.
DC with a friend in an airport is the best
and
thing.
And you know, they used to put the names on the Diet Cokes, and that was almost like they were trying to get us to buy them for a friend. And now, like, I just feel like so, like, marketing is, like,
well, I think
really
there was pushback because
they didn't have enough ethnic names.
Enough ethnic
names. Yeah, there's not. Donetta is hard to write on a Diet Coke. Donetta is the name of our door woman downstairs.
Yes.
The front desk girl who is just incredible. I mean, we were raving about her last night. She's so professional. Let me just say, Donetta is just beautiful. Just such a lovely person. One night I came in crying after having an argument with someone outside walking my dog. And she was like, Nikki, are you okay? And I was just like, I can't talk to Donetta. And I like ran past and she was like, was worried about me. It was so sweet. And I was totally fine. And then I told you this last night, Noah, sometimes my dogs, I bragged about it. My dogs are off leash. Comment below if you hate me for it. But sometimes I just know my dogs. They're so scared to go anywhere without me. Luigi was, or Marion was off leash and I was waiting for the elevator. And there's like a little kind of, like, you can, she just trotted, I was probably on my phone distracted and she trotted away for 2 seconds around the corner, which is like very safe. And there was no one down there. It was like 11 o'clock at night. On like a Monday, and then the elevator came and she came back and I go, Marion, she took a little bit, but she came back and she had gone poop and pee outside, came upstairs, got dressed, got in bed, washed my face. I'm in bed. All of a sudden I get a call from the front desk. It's Donetta. And she goes, hi, Nikki. And I'm like, hi, Donetta. And she goes, so one of your dogs just pooped in the hallway down here. And I go, oh my God, I'm so friggin' sorry. I will leash, like, I'm so sorry. I go, Donetta, can you, I am in bed. I just got in bed. Can you pick it up for me? I will Venmo you $20 right now. Just tell me, or I'll pay you. I'll give you cash tomorrow. And she goes, Nikki, that's not our job. And I go, I hear ya. I'll be right down. And I loved that she stood up to, like, she wasn't just going to take the 20.
What do you think she would have done it for? 60?
No, she's a respectable woman. It's not her job, and I like that about her. She, you know,
I know. I'm
it's
just
so
jealous because
like,
I would have done it for five.
To your tenants here.
I think I've done it for five.
I'll go. Andrew, he will be down in 5 minutes.
Yeah, he'll be down in 5 minutes. I'll give him 15.
I love your shoes.
Thank you. They're
Netflix. You almost
they're said. Netflix and chill in them and wear them all the time. They are New Balance 2002 R's. Never heard of him. I saw a TikTok of a guy who was way cooler than me, and he goes, here's my outfits for the week.
I mean, we are not sponsored, but that's a good-looking shoe for a man. Yes. Until you get it a little bit dirty.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try to keep
it I got
clean.
A magic eraser for just for sneakers that you can use. So wipe them off, you know, every couple of days with the magic eraser.
Yeah. I mean, I love New Balances right now. I don't know why.
That's what I learned on, and I got some OxyClean too with white in it. It's like the powder in the laundry room, Andrew. Yeah. It's a white container. Use a little bit of the OxyClean powder, white, with water, and then use the magic eraser, and it should take off. I haven't tried it yet, but that's what I read.
These are the kind of sneakers, though, that I think do look cool, dirty or clean. But you're a very clean, clean, clean. But I like dirty or clean.
I think those are going to be good clean. I'm going to get those probably for myself and for my dad. I owe him a Christmas or a birthday
I feel like
gift.
You're only going to get them. So then you're like, in 2 months, you're going to go, look how much better mine looked than yours because I took care of them.
I'm not only getting them for that, but I will do that. Okay, here's why I was so excited when you walked in.
Yeah, you were pumped up. I was surprised. I thought I was coming into like World War IX.
I mean, that's happening in my mouth, but...
my ears.
If I'm distracted in performing, how dare you? Are you mad at me this morning?
No, why?
Okay, good.
Did you think?
No.
Oh.
You were quiet as a little church mouse in your bedroom. I woke up.
Brenna wasn't here.
Oh, she's not here. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, you two are just in there, like, not talking to each other. I go, what happened? Brenna's staying with us, Noah. And
forever.
I mean, let her in. She folded my goddamn laundry over the weekend.
She'd
I came
move
home
in tomorrow if you would let her.
The place was immaculate.
Should I put you on the spot right now? Can Brenna move in?
No, she can't. And I think because I'm Donetta and I have boundaries. And that doesn't mean I don't like
Brenna.
What if I paid
you $20?
It didn't mean Donetta didn't like me. Okay, now we're talking. Venmo me at Nikki Glazer. Okay, here's the thing. And do not send me requests, please. I don't give them. People give me requests all the time. One girl wrote me a request. $120 for the ticket to your show and the hotel that I got for your show because you said you didn't want me there. And I'm like, who? Maybe it was, I think maybe I said I didn't want people there that hadn't been molested. I was making a joke of like, everyone's been molested. I think they had to check your card at the door. Like I was making it like a vaccine thing. I was just trying to make a point that like, I'm like, everyone's accepted my show. It's not like this was early on when I was talking about topics that were too controversial and upset people. But she wrote that and she requested money back. And I go, no, no, no. I refunded some people money that hated my show. Did you know
that? Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Like the Reddit thing that happened.
I didn't know we could ask.
No. And I'm not doing it anymore because my show is tight as fuck now. Like early on, listen, I'm not going to go back. Like if people that wrote those mean things on Reddit and said, like, I hated her show. I mean, this was before they knew I was giving refunds. They just wrote, like, an angry thing of, like, she sucked. I didn't enjoy it. I asked for a refund from the fucking Borgata. They wouldn't give me one. I thought I was fine. I thought I was good that night. But whatever. I went back. I really struggled with those comments. Obviously, if you go back and listen to those episodes, if you're a new listener, I had a really rough week a couple months ago. And they made me want to cut myself. And I'm not saying that to be like, you made me do it. It's just like, it really fucked with me. I'm totally recovered from it now because I worked hard and now I'm proud of my set. But I went back to
those. Would you say it pushed you to make a better set? Like if you didn't have that?
You know what was really great was I had already quit smoking pot by the time I read those. And I think pot contributed to my not being great. I was struggling, you know, like sometimes you buy a ticket to a show where I'm having I'm struggling and I can't help that. And I want to give you the best. That was the best I could do. You know, that really is true. But now I'm like clear headed, really. If you wrote me and were like, I want a refund for your show this weekend in either Des Moines, Kansas City, Chicago, or even the past 4 weeks, I would say you're crazy and you have a bad taste in comedy because the show was great. If they go, you know. Like there's just I'm very confident now.
Yeah.
But I did write to those people because I really struggled with it. And I go, what can I do to like? I felt I don't want to waste people's money. That's truly my biggest gripe. It's not like, oh, I'm bad. It's more like I tricked people, and I never want to trick people. And so I wrote to those people on Reddit and said, and like after I had calmed down and wasn't feeling like defensive, and I was just like, it wasn't my intention to make you have a bad experience, and I hear you, and I'm grateful for the feedback I've gotten, which I truly was. Like, that changed my life, getting that feedback in a lot of different ways. But I wrote to them and said, I would be happy to refund your money. Just send me your Venmo or your PayPal. And all of them wrote, oh my God, I can't believe you would do this. Is this real? And I'm like, yeah, it's real. And I hope I can gain you back as a fan, but I totally understand if not. And I really don't care either way. I just wanted to be like, we're even. Like they didn't lose anything that night. I didn't take from them. I don't ever want to take from people. But
did they write back to you when you did that?
Yeah.
They probably were like stunned.
Yeah, they were all just like, oh my God, thank you. One person wrote back a whole thing of like, I'm really sorry that I heard the podcast in which you talked about what I had said, and like, I didn't mean for you to see it. And it made me realize like, maybe I shouldn't mouth off like that about people, like thinking, you know, I'll consider that people that I'm talking about might see it. It was something like that. I couldn't even read it because I get kind of overwhelmed by like nice stuff, and it was nice, but I just was like, oh, I forgive this person already before they even wrote it, but it was nice. And that was not my intent to like, this person's gonna feel so bad because I'm so nice. That was not it. Mm-hmm. It was like it, and that felt good, being like not wanting anything. So this morning I saw, did you see Machine Gun Kelly's mm-hmm. post? He posted a bunch of pictures of him and Megan Fox from GQ cover,
black and white,
really hot, and he captioned it, a life without you is worse than death. Put a bullet in my head if we have nothing left. And if that ever comes, meet me in heaven and let's make love like demons. And I commented, just said this to my Roomba. And comment by celebs picked it up and reposted it. And I'm just so excited because like sometimes I'm like, I'm going to write something. I know it's going to get a lot of, if I write, because he had just posted it like 12 minutes before. So I knew it was going to get a lot of attention. And if like you try to write a joke and it bombs.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, say this to my Stevia. Like, what could I say this to that would be funny? And I really, I'm like, what in my life is a funny thing, object that's important to me? And Roomba was the first thing that came to mind as I looked around the living room. And the comments by celebs liked it and put it on their thing, which, you know, they have 1.7 million followers and all these celebrities follow them. And yeah, it's just nice to see like Drew Barrymore saw it and liked it. It's just so validating. I don't know what it is about comments by celebs. It just, and I bet Machine Gun Kelly will see it.
Well, is it calling you a celeb that makes you happy?
Oh, no, I am a celeb. I'm confident about that.
And no, I know. I'm just saying that you're like in that world.
Well, like, I'm not saying that like I'm a celeb. I know, but I've been on comments by celebs before. It's just like, it's validating that it, like, I just know people are going to see this dumb
Machine
joke.
Machine Gun Kelly will probably see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he probably saw it in his comments because it's going to go to the top.
Exactly.
And then he's going to fall in love with you and leave Megan Fox.
No, I mean, maybe. I can't believe that caption. What do you think of that caption? That's a strong
nice
declaration.
Poetry. It reminds me of She Hits the Bottle.
They better get married. I mean, like, can you imagine dating him down the road after they split and being like, what are you going to say to me now?
Well, he's going to change that caption to,
I screenshotted
just
it.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. My mom.
I mean, look, when you go all in on Instagram, that's pretty much engagement right there. I mean, when you write a poem like that, but you know, we saw Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande fall apart. I mean, it easily can fall apart. I still am betting the under on them. I'm sorry, but I just think it won't last.
I mean, it can't. It truly can't.
I thought you were pro then. I thought you.
I am, but I don't think that anything like I also think that like 50-year marriages are not that impressive because I just think people both gave up and like didn't think they could.
All right. So what's the over under on Machine Gun Kelly?
For how long they're going to last?
They're going to last.
Let's say a year.
Okay. And you're going to go.
I'll honestly take the over on that.
On a year,
yeah.
I'll go under.
All right.
I think they're going to break up in 8 months.
Okay.
And I think what's going to happen is he's going to cheat on her.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think.
And he's going to write in a poem. He's going to go, yo, girl, you were my girl in heaven. We were demons together. But now I want another girl because she's younger forever.
I don't think it's about young for him. I think that I don't know how it's going to end, but it's not because I think they're not right for each other. I think that I can't wait to have that kind of romance that ends like badly. But that kind of love is just Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob Thornton, Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, same kind of thing. They got made fun of on SNL this weekend. Did you see the court?
It might be coming up in a little bit.
Foreshadow.
Maybe. No.
Maybe even before then. Let's get to the news. Let's see.
Apparently, here it comes.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. We had a lot of heard if you hear first folks that we met out on the road. Thank you for coming to the shows. It was so nice meeting so many besties. We probably met like a lot more than ever. Oh my God, that's playing my YouTube. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, that was just a...
Who was that? What man talking about golf was that?
It was actually this thing called the Drew, which is a like an NBA slash like guys that didn't make it to the NBA league in LA, and it's like a very big like underground in the hood league.
Okay.
It's like real cool. It's actually cool.
I think it's actually cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I don't even know. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, a lot of besties came out.
A lot of besties. Hope you had all the swells.
I
mean, it is,
Noah, I can't wait for you to see one of these live shows, because even at the beginning of the tour, when I would go, our besties in the crowd, it was like a handful, smattering. It is explosive now.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's like most of the people where the rest of the people really do feel like, wait, what? Why am I not telling, in this contingent?
I was telling Brenna, I have a girlfriend now, and literally, like, you'll just hear, we miss you, Brenna.
Yeah.
Miss you, Brenna. Miss
people you, say, Brenna.
People, I mean, say, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's so jackpot. Confounding to other people in the crowd, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's someone yelled it. I go, that was for five people. Thanks.
I love it. I love it so much. And they're bringing really cute like presents for us. And I got a Taylor Swift dog leash this
all
weekend.
All the Swells t-shirt was all unbelievable. The t-shirt.
I guess we'll have to do a live Swift. Podcast.
And we're doing a live podcast coming up.
I guess we'll have to, right?
Oh, right. Noah, you were doing it in the little like coy way of, maybe Joe Coy way. She's standing up, you guys, and waving at us. Okay.
You know what? We can't help it.
If you don't understand that joke, just go back a couple weeks or ask another bestie that you connect with online and they'll fill you in. Or go to the Nikki Glaser pod.
Should we announce subreddit. Though like when the and where?
We don't know yet.
Oh,
when.
Oh.
But it's gonna be in St. Louis, sometime between the week of the 24th.
Yeah, it'll probably be the Wednesday that week, the 27th.
The 27th. Oh, Halloween weekend. Maybe we'll do a Halloween theme. We don't even know. But if you want to come see a live podcast, plan a trip to St. Louis. Or if you're in St. Louis, make sure to be there. We're going to probably be doing the evening of the 27th of October. Let's get to the news.
All right. A 28-year-old Russian Rapunzel hasn't cut her hair in 23 years, and now her hair is down to her ankles.
God, she hasn't cut her hair since she was five. Much longer. But at some point, hair just goes, we're good.
Does it?
It must, because your hair grows way more than that for 23 years.
I mean, it's wild that, like, evolution, it doesn't cut off, like, and give you layers around your middle, your back. Wouldn't that be funny if, like, evolution...
like, turned it into the Rachel? Because it was like, we just find that women are having more sex when they have this kind of hair. Yeah, so, yeah, to procreate more, the human species. Okay, this girl has... You know, there is a fine line between long hair and long hair.
Yes.
Like, this is like, you know, what's it called? Sister wife hair? This is like Mormon sister wife, like, my husband is Warren Jeffs hair.
Yeah, I mean, there gets to a point where it starts to become too animalistic when it gets probably past the middle of your ass.
It's not even animalistic. I just picture the woman kind of just having tiny little glasses and having very pale skin. And it's not even like it's like frizzy around the crown. And it's like the ends are just like real. I mean, look at me with my hair talking about anyone with frizzy, bad ended hair. I mean, my hair is the longest it's been in forever. Oh, as I pull out a piece. And it's curly right now, so it's probably past my nips. And yeah, it's I love having long hair, but and I think it won't get any longer than this. Like, it's just my hair will know, like, okay, we're good.
How long your hair is.
I know. That's what Brenna said to me the other day.
Yeah.
Your hair is so long. I never know what to say to that. I'm like, just keeps growing.
Yeah. It keeps going in
there. I just keep living.
Now, why have you grown it
even
longer?
When you dye, your hair keeps growing.
Really?
I hear that. Yeah, it does. Skeletons having long hair. They're very happy about it. I like having long hair.
Well, guys, your beard will just keep growing. Your hair will keep growing. Your nails will keep growing.
Why not your dick?
Your ears grow.
Yeah.
Your nose grows. Everything grows that you don't want to grow.
You have a good point about that, though. Your ears and nose grow possibly because you lose hearing and you lose, like, your senses when you get older. Do your hands get bigger, too? Like, more sense, more fingertips?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe. Or, and your tongue might get bigger. But I just, I don't.
I'm not. I don't have room for.
But I don't understand, duggers. Like, with evolution, going back to my scientific words, your nails getting longer and your hair, it just doesn't work. Like, you can't pick things up if your nails are too long. If your hair is too long, you'll trip over it. It's just, it's a lot. I mean, I don't understand why our body,
we
if
need
not,
nails for, like, digging and using tools and stuff.
Yeah, but your nails will grow and they will start spinning.
I know, we used to do so much with them that they would get filed down. You know, a natural nail file is just a rock or like a brick wall. You can just go. It's easily.
I'm just saying left on.
But no one was doing that back in the day. Like, you just don't leave your stuff on.
It's just wild that they just keep going. It's just wild to me.
But they don't. Like, that woman's hair, 23 years of not cutting your hair.
Yeah.
Like, so your hair grows about a half an inch every month.
Okay.
So that is 6 inches a year. So 6 times 23 is.
149.
140 something. Okay.
Maybe.
So that should be 140 inches, which is way longer than just to her ankles. Because 140 inches divided by 12 is 12, 24, 36, 48.
Yeah, it's a very tall
60,
person. That's a tall person.
72. Yeah, it's much longer. So it did decide to stop at where it would
start.
Okay,
but even that
trippable.
Long, it's just not a good. It's not good if you're running away from a saber-toothed tiger if your hair was that long.
Yeah, I don't know how they cut their hair back in the day. Probably with just like sharp
like a rock.
Yeah.
On a rock. Yeah.
I'm just surprised that God
or Flobies
decided to let things go that long. Like, it's up to you. Because if not, your shit's get, like, if you were stuck in a room with bubbles on the wall,
yeah,
your shit would just grow.
God, there's just something. I've been craving shaving my head again. I'm not going to do it, but there's been something when I see women with no hair, I'm like, I like it.
I mean, it's
hot. So badass.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's weird to say, I almost said it to a woman, I like your hair the other day, but she didn't have any. So I could. I like your head. I like what you've done with your hair, might be the way to say it. Next story.
A woman grows her hair for 4 years. What do we think? No.
You're dealing with a lot of split ends.
Could you imagine if that was just the next
story? Oh, that's the next story. Hilarious.
Woman grows her hair for 3 months. A dog casually throws up a pink sex toy in the middle of a vet's office.
Casually? I just like how it's like, what? And it's just like so casual.
Yeah, he was just like wearing
jean shorts.
There wasn't
a lot of pomp and circumstance around. Jean shorts. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they go, I don't know what that is. Oh, my God. Noah, zoom in. Zoom, 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 zoom.
You probably own that, I would guess.
Oh, my God. That is a big toy. Oh, sweet dog. Yeah. That's a little, looks like a rabbit.
Yeah, it's a rabbit with something that inserts as well.
Oh, my God. That poor thing. That dog. How did it do that?
Well, I would
deep-throated that
he
toy.
Was hooking up with his owner and got a little excited.
Oh, my God. That's insane. My dogs have never gone for my toys.
And they're not that big. You would think they would. I mean, how would they know
really
the difference?
Like,
by smell?
Yeah, probably.
Have they ever eaten anything of yours? Mm. Or like,
you know,
torn something apart?
I saw my dog ate a frog one time, but it was like a toad, Brandy, our Labrador. And the thing, he swallowed it whole, and the thing was still jumping in his throat.
No.
You could see his throat going.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a frog has been used as a sex toy by a chimp before, I saw on a video.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty dope.
Disturbing. No, it's so gross. Noah, does Buzzy get into any things, or like thongs, eat your underwear? What is
hair
bands.
I had an ex. And, we were getting down or whatever, and my underwear was on the floor. And when I was leaving the next day or something, I went to put my underwear on, and it was shredded, like, right where my puss would go. And his dog ate my underwear.
It's like an excuse, your homework excuse.
Dude, I have the same story.
Really?
My buddy brought a girl home to my mom's house in Florida, and my mom wasn't. She seemed like kind of a, you know, kind of a loose woman. Like,
your mom did?
No. The girl that my buddy brought home. And when the girl was leaving, she dropped her panties on the floor. And my dog, Marge, not Brandy, Brandy was dead already, but Marge went to go sniff and bite the underwear. And my mom, who has never reprimanded the dog, literally like ran as fast to get Marge away from the underwear. And I was like, we've seen Marge eat her own dog shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was so funny to see my mom be like
suddenly telling really vigilant.
Yeah, about a dog.
And Marge is like, you haven't acknowledged or fed me in years yet. I'm not allowed. I'm just starving, woman.
Yeah, it could have been anyone's underwear. You know? Oh, it was so funny. Fuck.
Man, I've never had a dog eat. No, I've never had that. But one time Luigi got, I think he got caught up in my underwear. Like, it was wrapped around his, he wasn't even trying to eat it, but he just like, I don't know, in bed or something. It was wrapped around his head. It was so cute. It was like,
he looked like a little gypsy
and I
lady.
Took a little picture of it because one of his paws was through one of the holes and then his head was around the other and he was just like kind of like stuck like a duck in one of those like six pack rings. He's so cute. Yeah,
I love that was your reference to how cute he was.
It was, it was
an
so
animal
cute.
Dying and recycling.
Oh man. Next story.
Oh man. Okay.
Story.
Woman grows her hair for 3 hours.
Stop
okay.
It.
How quick would you go crazy if I kept doing that? All right. Paul McCartney says John Lennon is responsible for the Beatles' breakup.
I thought you were going to say the beating of. Heard about this. So, now, why is Paul McCartney saving these little nuggets just to like, hasn't all
yeah, that's
the
what people
info
are saying.
About the
yeah.
Beatles been sucked out of that man yet? Why are there still things he's just like, well, I remembered it the other day.
What?
Well, doodly do. I'm doing the fucking Dana Carvey impression.
Well, I think what it is, well, after reading the article, Paul announced he was leaving the band initially, so everyone put it on him.
Got it.
But really, it was John saying he came in and he's just like, hey, I'm done here, essentially. And he goes, where is it? I'm not the guy that instigated. John walked into the room one day and said, I'm leaving the Beatles. Is that instigating the split or not? He adds, this was my band, this was my job, this was my life, so I wanted it to continue.
I'm calling my dad because my dad is a Beatles historian, pretty much. He's read everything. He's got to have some insight into this. Hi, Dad. You're on the Nikki Glaser podcast live.
I'm sorry. I'm on a Bluetooth. I'm on your podcast live?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a news article about Paul McCartney saying that John Lennon was responsible for the Beatles breaking up, even though Paul was the first one to come out about it. Thus, people blamed Paul.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Why hasn't Paul talked about this before? Haven't we gotten every piece of information about the Beatles that we could have possibly had at this point?
I guess he's getting older and just maybe more forthcoming now that he's, you know, got limited years left. So he's venting more than he would have.
And what do you think about this news?
Yeah, it was no big revelation to me that John was the one that probably did it. And, you know, it all gets back to Yoko.
Really?
No.
I mean, we can blame Yoko. I remember there were those shirts and those bumper stickers at that Beatles store in Union Square that said, I still blame Yoko. And I remember thinking it's so cool to blame Yoko. And now I'm like, John chose her.
Yeah.
I know. That's the bumper sticker we have in our basement still. It says, still pissed at Yoko.
Oh, still pissed at Yoko. It's funny. But... he's still laughing at it. All right, Dad. Well, we just wanted to get your input. Any other cool Beatles trivia you want to share with us? Oh, you know what? I talked about it at the beginning of the show. John Lennon, obviously, it came out later on, and maybe you guys knew it back then, was a pretty notorious wife beater and not that kind of a guy. Kind of a guy. And then he was that kind of a guy.
Imagine.
And imagine that. And then I was wondering about the song I'm Jealous Guy. And was that him apologizing for that, acknowledging that? Or was that, you know, only in hindsight, like, oh, well, there he's kind of admitting it.
Nobody knew it at the time when Jealous Guy came out. And that's one of his better songs, I think, ever. I love that song.
Me too.
But people didn't know it until really after he died that he was really abusive. And how abusive he was to his son, to Julian. He really didn't give a shit about him and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he was a flawed character, like a lot of great artists have been over the years. But he made up for it a lot. And, you know, kind of interesting thing, there's a song that I play when I play for the retirement homes. It's called Far Away Places, name of the song. But there's a line in it where he goes, call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am. I've got to find for myself. Anyway, the story goes, John Lennon had this legendary jukebox that was filled with all kinds of old songs. And one of his favorite songs was a Bing Crosby song called Far Away Places. And that's where he got the line for Imagine. You know, call me a dreamer. You may say I'm a dreamer.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Not the only one.
Oh, yeah, so he stole that from Far Away Places.
I love that. Yeah, no, I sometimes when I'm trying to write lyrics, I sometimes like make homages to Taylor Swift songs, like reinterpret it, because I know that people, not to be like, I wrote this, it's different, but to be like, this is to pay tribute to this song that meant a lot to me. So I think that's cool. I'm just like John Lennon. Okay, Dad, I got to go.
Real quick, have you tried the Jeff Tweedy method to write down 10 words, 10 words from some category, and then find 10 other words and try to match them up and try to get your brain to free up for lyric writing?
No, I'll try that. That's a good tip that I did read in that book called How to Write One Song.
It's cool. Yeah, look at the book.
All right. Love you, Dad. Talk to you later.
Love you too.
Bye. All right, there you have it. Let's come back after this short break for Why Do I Care? Andrew, why do I care?
Who knows? Okay, here we
go. Why do I care?
Sorry. Machine Gun Kelly, Massage Gun Kelly, reacts to Pete Davidson's SNL impersonation.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Tags SNL in a tweet and says, I think it's time for me to come on the show as Pete. They're best friends.
Okay, well, this will be awesome.
Yeah, so it wasn't a long thing. It was during Kim Kardashian. Yeah, during Kim Kardashian sketch. And it was a quick, they
Pete
were a
Davidson
couple.
Pete Davidson was being
yeah,
Machine
and
Gun
Chloe
Kelly.
Fineman was Megan Fox. And
it was funny.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did see it.
It was good. Yeah, yeah. Her impression was awesome. His was great, too. It was really kind of fun because you knew that he's best friends with Machine Gun Kelly. And it
yeah,
was
fire. Yeah.
And it was a really, you saw the impression?
Yeah.
It was good.
It's just like, it's a lot like
And then them
fire.
Just like like twirling their tongues together at the end was hilarious. And like, I just liked it. I mean, that sketch was a shit show of like, you know, just yeah. throwing a bunch of things together, having Chloe in there, having Kim's monologue. I mean, I guess we should talk about it a little bit. You watched it, right?
Yes, I did.
She looked amazing. I mean, yeah. That's my favorite color in the world, that pink. And I'm so glad she's like bringing it back. I thought she did a really good job. She's a perfectionist and works really hard. So that doesn't surprise me. You know, I'm saying all the same stuff that everyone said. Really cool that she was able to do those jokes that were kind of like brutal. A lot of them, I almost got jealous because it was like the brutality of those jokes were like roast jokes. You know, it's like they don't usually have that for SNL jokes. You know what I mean? SNL is a different kind of like humor. And I'm like, hey, don't take my thing and give it to Kent. Like there was a part of me that was like, this is for Comedy Central roasts.
Yes.
Like some of those were, especially the, you know, the Corey.
The sister one.
The gold yes, digger. Corey, I don't even know how you'd become one. I should ask my mom's boyfriend, Corey. And then, and the sister's using her as
her body as a, yeah. No, I thought it was good. I thought she delivered it well.
Even though they made a joke during the Alec Baldwin roast that that Caitlyn Jenner brought in a picture of me as a reference photo for her transformation.
Ooh.
I was gonna say, maybe it got cut, but I do remember that joke.
I do think like people watch it and it's funny when you don't expect, your bar's low for someone. So even if they get a 7 out of 10 or something, everyone's like, it was the best. She should be a stand-up comedian.
No, she shouldn't.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
No,
though, but
she
I'm
should
saying,
not.
Though, like.
I need everyone to know that those jokes, the delivery, she did good in terms like she didn't slip up on words, which is like good. But the timing was a 3. They could have been so much better because of the timing. That's coming from someone who.
Yeah.
Is an expert.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, like, hearing people's reaction of, like, it's so good. I'm like, and even like Jean Smart on Hacks, she does. Everyone's like, she's
feels
the best
like
actress ever. I'm like, it's not, her delivery on jokes is not okay for a female comic of that stature at that point. Now, I guess you cannot, you just can't fake that. You can't act that. It's impossible. But I just, I see the, because I'm an expert at it. It's like we were talking about the other night. When you watch Ted Lasso or any actors playing athletes.
Soccer, yeah, yeah. Or
athletes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can always tell when someone's an actual athlete as opposed to when someone is a guy who just has like trained with some athletes and gotten some pointers. Like, you know the difference. I would never know the difference.
It's funny because it could be so subtle and you can see it. It's like bright as day.
Let me do a Kim joke. Can I do a delivery of a Kim joke that I would have done? We'll listen to hers and then we'll hear what I would do with the joke. Because there were some that I was like, oh, girl, that would have been so good if you just did this kind of, if someone would have coached her on the timing just a little bit.
There are three new guys, while you're looking that up. There's these three new guys that did a sketch on SNL that were fantastic. Oh, it fucking went away. God dang it. They did. Okay, it was a seltzer sketch on SNL. Check it out. These guys are very
new. They're new. They're like the new Lonely Island.
And they're like, oh my God, JCPenney seltzer. Like everything has a seltzer.
Oh, that's funny.
It's really funny. Anyways, go ahead.
I need a host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out and no one told me it was even premiering. It must have slipped my mom's mind.
It must have slipped my mom's mind. I would have said, you know, I don't even know why I'm hosting. It's like I haven't had a movie premiere in so long. I mean, there was that one, but honestly, I didn't even know when it was premiering. I guess it must have slipped my mom's mind. Like a little bit more. It must have slipped my mom's mind. Da 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 da. The one about Corey. A lot of people, I'm married to the richest black man, blah, 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 blah. The one thing people can say a lot about me, they cannot say I'm a gold digger. Honestly, I don't even know how you would become a gold. Let me do it as Kim. Honestly, I don't even know how you'd become a gold digger. I mean, I guess I could ask my mom's boyfriend, Corey, but
yes.
just
subtle misdirection where it feels more,
like
real.
She's coming up with it at the moment instead of. Da, 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 da. But guess what? For Kim Kardashian's level and what I would think she would be able to do, I give her a 10 out of 10 in terms of like her ability walking into it.
For sure. And who knows how many times she was able to go over it when those jokes actually got there. Reading it off the prompter.
She is a fucking... Yeah. I know enough about her that she is just so professional, so works so hard. You can say what you want about the other sisters, but Kim really works hard, and I know that she took that so seriously and like probably worked harder than I would like to talk to some SNL people to hear what she did, put the work she put in versus other people, because I just, you could tell it showed. She, that's so nerve-wracking to do an SNL monologue. I would be fucking scared as shit.
By the way, Owen Wilson's the week before.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Fantastic.
No one did.
Fantastic.
It was
so good. Talk about a delivery where it does feel completely natural. Because he only he speaks so slow, kind of like a Norm MacDonald. Like,
yeah.
It's his own voice.
He kind of does. It's a little, like, what, Melissa Villaseñor, did she end up doing an impression of him?
I don't know.
Him?
I just saw the monologue.
That had to have happened in Weekend Update. All right, let's get to top one, bottom one. Today's category is
things we get from the drugstore.
Things we get from the drugstore. All right, we all go to the drugstore to get prescriptions, to get candy. Fucking everything is there. Let's start with the worst thing you buy at the drugstore. Now, this can be something that you don't even want to buy, and you're like mad that you had to buy it, but I'm guessing I made mine from the point of view of like, why did I buy this?
Yeah, mine was different. But I don't know. I feel like the drugstore, if you're going there in a hurry, it's never positive.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, fuck, I got to get to a drugstore. But this, my bottom, should I do my bottom?
Yes,
please. My bottom is razors, actually. Mach 3 or any razor that's partly expensive because it's locked away.
Oh, I hate having to press that button.
You have to press the button, and usually now like Walgreens or whatever, there's like two people that work there, and one is at the registrar and the other one doesn't want to be bothered.
Registrar?
I tried to say it right.
Register.
What's registrar?
That's like where you go to, like on a college campus to register for classes.
Fuck, I went with the wrong one. I was trying to really say
a register
right.
is a cash register.
Yeah.
But you don't know the difference between a registrar and a cash register?
You know, I at the last second I went with star.
I get it,
I get it.
But that one is, interesting.
No, I'm a moron.
No.
A moron.
There you go.
Yeah. But yes, and you have to ring the button or you have to like go find someone because I feel bad. Ringing that button is like ringing a button on an airplane. You don't for some like that. It's just so like bougie to be like, excuse me. Like today, the other day we were on the plane and it was accidentally on. And the woman's like, can I help? Did you need something? And I was like, oh, my God, no. I swear I don't need it. I mean, it would be funny if that button was, though, like, connected to, like, the nuclear codes and you, like, blew up a small island or something. You're like, what? I was just trying to buy razors.
Yeah, no one's ever pressed that button, like, on purpose to get the flight attendant. And if you do, what the fuck?
Well, usually it's probably to be like, this guy's not wearing a mask and then.
Right. And then, you know, then. Then you get out your phone. Things about to get wild.
And then you'll be on passenger shame.
The button you had to press it the other day. I was at a CVS that was in a bad part of town, and I mean, eyelashes were locked up. I was trying to get little falsies to buy, and I had to rip it off the thing because I was just like, I'm not.
What you broke in?
I break it because I'm just like, I'm gonna buy it. I just don't want to wait for this girl that's at the front, the only woman working there.
Wait, you broke the actual like lock?
No, I ripped the packaging so that it could rip through the. Do you know what I mean? Like it's it's not in the plastic, but it has like a little
gotcha.
The end of it. You can't slide it off the thing. So I just ripped it because I'm like, I'm not gonna steal it. It's like, and you know, so but it's sad though when you see like. Diapers locked
and
up
tampons.
Or baby formula and you're
tampons,
just like
yeah.
fuck.
I know it does suck.
Okay, so I would say the thing that I least like to buy at one of these places is, and I haven't bought it yet, but what makes me really sad is the diaper aisle for adults, and like I'll have to buy it someday, like the old person aisle. There's always like last week I saw a harness that you wrap around like a man that's trying to get out of bed, and then you put it on yourself too so you can help your dad like out of bed.
Wow.
And it was just like all these depressing like
weird.
Like,
the only time you use that is parachuting or getting your almost dead father out of bed.
Yeah,
it's like just, really fun or really sad.
The packaging is always so funny though because there's always like a really handsome like, you know, silver fox wearing like underwear. Like a diaper like on the cover just having like the time of his life.
Look, sex sells, baby.
And yeah, just that aisle kind of makes me sad. And then also, I mean, right next to it is the tampons. And I hate just all the different brands and like how we're marketed to as women of like, these are pearls because they're made out of like, we like jewelry. So we're just like, then I should buy this because it's made out of pearls. Like, but I am drawn to the ones that are like sporty tampons for because you're sporty and you're like, I am sporty. I'm going to pay $5 more than I would for these OB ones that are better for the planet. You can just shove up with your finger. Plastic applicator, like it's all this like they're pink and they're shiny and or they're compact because we don't want to be ever have them look like a relay baton. We want to be able to palm them to each other like we're dealing meth.
I mean, I think they're doing everything to because bleeding's dirty and being a woman is dirty and it's like let's shine you up during this dirty thing like so then your it plays a trick on your brain to be like oh it's just a I'm just putting in a pearl you
yes.
know like you forget the dirtiness of the blood
yeah it's just like if they made tampons for men they wouldn't call them pearls they'd call them like sawdust Tampax steel toe Tampax like well, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, something manly.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like they think we're so stupid, and we are sometimes. Noah, what is your least favorite thing at the drugstore?
At my previous job, we had a Walgreens in the building, and I really needed a Preparation H, like a hemorrhoid
Hell
thing.
Hell yeah, that's my girl.
And there was no self-checkout, and I was just so mortified. Oh. I tried to take it and like hide it in snacks and stuff, but I'm like, ultimately, they're still going to have to parse through and scan it. So I made my friend Roland buy it, and he had no shame. Thank goodness.
That's
otherwise,
so funny.
I would have not bought it.
Really?
No, yes. Don't be like Andrew with his scabies making up other things. Just get your medicine. There's no harm in needing preparation aids. You just said it on a podcast.
I know.
You just don't want to see a person's face knowing that you need that. I used to always buy pregnancy tests for my friends because I was like, God, this guy's going to think I'm having sex. Like, I was like, I'll do it.
Condoms. Really? Guys are weird buying condoms sometimes. Even though it just shows that you're fucking. Yeah. Yeah. But preparation. Yeah. I love that you mixed it in with Doritos and Snickers and you're like, oh, this will trick them. Like, oh, I'll just make a nice little sandwich.
Yeah. They just think you're picking up Halloween candy and there's, oh, sure. This is just another one of those favors she's giving out.
Then it sticks out more. You might as well, like, get something worse than preparation age, you know? Get some kind of Vagisil. Get those
adult diapers.
Yeah, get adult diapers and Vagisil.
It seems like you're buying stuff for someone else.
Yes, yes. Smart.
That's good. I bet there are so many products sold, extra stuff that you wouldn't normally get so that people don't have to feel embarrassed. Like, because she only needed that, but she bought a bunch of... If I were a company, I would put a little cardboard cutout thing next to embarrassing items so that it like almost looks like the same packaging so that people could buy that and think that they thought of it themselves. Like, oh, I'll hide it within this thing.
And I like it's like when I bought the penis pump and I bought Magnum condoms to then be like, oh, the pump is for my friend and the Magnums are for me.
Man, you did some mental gymnastics on that one. Everyone just probably thought he thinks he's going to pump up his penis enough that he's going to need Magnums.
I didn't even think of that.
Sad guy.
Yeah.
Okay, number one thing.
Zantac, which I've heard might lead to cancer, but everything can, I guess. But I get heartburn back in the day before Zoloft, before I stopped drinking, the heartburn would lead to I'm having a heart attack, which would lead to...
What do you get heartburn from?
Just eating poorly. Pringles, probably.
Is it really?
Pringles? I don't know. When I was eating bad,
Can you like trace it to a certain type of food? Because that's what I'm doing with these cankers. Well, I don't want to ever get this again.
For some reason, a banana. I ate either an old or a new banana. I don't remember.
It was either too new or too old. It was either green or brown. It wasn't yellow.
So I don't really remember, but all I know is the heartburn was like, dude, guys, I mean, women too can get heartburn where it goes here, then down your arm, and it like can be in your whole body, and then you try to burp it out, and the more I try to burp out the heartburn, the more it actually puts pressure on my chest, which then, you know, it is the same like symptoms as a heart attack, and then your brain goes to heart attack. You go, I'm going to die while driving my Camry down 95. You got to pull over. Sometimes I'd go to the ER.
So interesting. I never have a fear I'm going to die, like when I'm sick.
Yeah.
It never goes to that of like, it's cancer. I don't know why that is.
Yeah. Well, I've been better about it.
I almost feel like I'm not missing out, but I feel like what's wrong with me? Because it feels like everyone else goes to that.
I'll tell you what, it is your own little roller coaster.
I bet.
Like literally. Yeah. Like it literally does feel like that. But
do you get a picture at the end of it?
Yeah. I'm just like in bed going. But yeah, so Zantac, if you take it before you eat an old or new banana, it can save your life from spiraling, especially if you're dealing with that shit.
And so. Rectacare, shout out.
I was going to, it was a tough toss up between the two.
But we know Rectacare as well. Yeah. And Noah, what about you for your favorite?
My birth control pills.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for those. That's all I got to say.
Truth. That always feels good. And getting a prescription always feels good because you go, God, I got a month before I have to fucking worry about this shit again.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You know, you always like that filled up thing. Love it.
It's fucked up they do only 1 month, I think.
Right.
Because it makes you spending more. Like,
I get a 3 month.
Get a 3 month?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it just depends on insurances or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Do you take a pill? Can I ask you what birth control you take?
Yeah, it's just generic.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not on birth control because I'm not even having any sex in that region, but I get such bad migraines from, I guess when I had the IUD in, I had the Mirena, I think, IUD, and it gave me migraines. So if you get migraines and you have that in, maybe get that taken out. I would say my number one thing, it's a toss up. I'm going to give it a tie. I'm sorry. I can't just do one.
It's fine.
Sally Hansen leg spray.
Ooh. What is that? Oh, tanning?
That's the stuff I spray all over my body before shows, before anything. It is it gives you a new skin tone. It's like, you know, tan leggings, and it dries within a couple minutes. It does not come off. You can spray it on. You don't have to rub it on. If you want to, you can take, before it dries, you can take a big, you know, bronzer brush and like rub it in. I put it on my face. I put it everywhere. It's just such a great color. It saves me. It covers bruises. It like makes your legs look like a different person's legs. I use it every time I go on stage. It
ends up all over the green room.
All over the green room. All of the
You know, Nikki's performed there, not from writing on the wall. It just looks like...
That's how I should sign the wall, is a cave drawing of like yeah, where they used to blow red paint into my hand, but it's Sally Hansen. It's everywhere, dude. I have white boots that I wear a lot, and they are turning orange. By the end of the tour, they're going to be orange new boots. And then the second thing I got a shout out to, if you have canker sores, do not try to tough them out. There's a great thing called the canker patch that I got, which has been the best thing. I bought it today. It is a little patch that you put on your canker sore. You dry it and
How does it stick? Oh,
you dry it first and then you stick it and you wait. And it really did.
You have it in right now?
Yes. Right now I have Ambisol in because it was kind of, because it's harder to talk with it on because it's a little patch. But I,
one of them came out in the opening.
I mean, yeah, we were saying,
I have four in because I have four. I had to put a patch on each one. There's Ambisol, Kanka. All of these like numbing things are so like, that's they save my does. Life, that's dude. What, they save yeah. my life. It's the worst pain I've ever felt, and or one of them, not nearly as bad as migraine, but close. And I couldn't sleep last night. I got like 3 hours of sleep, and all I need is sleep for these fucking things. I canceled everything today, though, except this.
Go right to sleep after this.
Final thought. I canceled I'm writing a book, and I canceled my meeting about the book. I canceled another meeting I had for my recovery, so that's fine, but I'm going to like journal. In lieu of these things, I'm going to write. And then I also canceled my getting my under eyes filled. So I took care of myself today. Today's day off. This weekend was so fun. So fun.
Yeah, we should talk about it so much. Yeah.
To everyone who came to shows. Des Moines on Thursday night. Kansas City on Friday night. Chicago on Saturday night. We did two shows in Chicago, one in Des Moines and Kansas City. All of them were like filled to the brim. Meet and greets are just changing my fucking world, y'all. Like, I posted about it the other day, but meeting you guys is next level. Like, yeah, people,
crowds have been special.
I used to say that I didn't like meeting fans or doing meet and greets, and the reason was because I felt they felt like obligated to do it. It was a lot of times drunken people just that just didn't really know who I was. Yeah. They were mainly fans of like my roasts or whatever, and not that if you're a fan of my roasts, I don't want you. My roasts are, I'm very proud of them, but people that are fans of this podcast that come to these, I know instantly when you walk up, because I can tell you want a hug because you're seeing your friend Nikki, and I can tell I'm seeing my friend Liz or my friend Cassie or my friend, there was this really cute, Indian man that came.
Oh my God, and his friend.
Shrikut, or so, I think his name was.
You know what I love about Indian guys? You shake their hand and they give you the most gentle handshake. There's no like alpha about it. They're just like, hello, and they have soft hands.
But they're such men. And they're so like, they're like the men that are fans of mine. I have like older men that are like sometimes my dad's age. I am so honored by men who are into what I do. And
they're usually pretty secure men, it seems like.
It's so rare that I get touched inappropriately at shows. And if I do, they're never a bestie. It's so rare that I have someone ask me to, like, can I look like I'm going down on you for the photo? Can I finger you for this photo? That used to happen all the time. It never. I love meet and greets. I mean, there's a part of me that just wants to. That's what I want to do, is like have meetups with fans and just do Q&As and like learn about people and have us all like talk about ourselves and like share our hopes and dreams and like, I don't know, meet each other.
But yeah, whenever I'm like standing by you when you're getting a meet and greet, and I just hear, she's a bestie.
I always go,
he's a bestie.
Andrew, come here. It's a bestie.
And I get like, you could see it in their face, man. You really can. It's really touching. It's emotional to like, you see that like, oh my God, we're connected. Like, it's not just this internet bullshit. And I know parasocial relationships aren't real, but there is real shit happening. And when you meet someone, you could really feel it, and it's awesome. Yeah. And thank you for coming to shows and supporting everything. It's
so
awesome.
So many of these girls, I don't even know what to say to them. They're like, I love you. You know, this is like you meeting Taylor Swift. And I love that they say that because they know that I do know what it's like. Like, I do understand it. And like, I see Taylor Swift meet fans, and she has the same reaction that I do. Like, she loves her fans. I never have understood that love of fans. I kind of always thought it was bullshit, which is what I posted about on my Instagram of like, of course you love your fans. They fucking love you. But I love my fans because they're just open to be like hearing. They love me despite how fucked up I can be sometimes. And like, I just am so grateful. Like, I feel, you know, I never thought I'd be like, I want to live for my fans. But I think that's something now that I have like a purpose now, because I feel like people really depend on me and I depend on them. And when they go, oh, you know, you like keep me company, I'm like, you keep me like when I'm talking into the ether in this room or we are just talking, like, I feel like they keep us company. Like, as dumb as that sounds, I never believed when people said that, honestly, when celebrities said that. And it's not like because you like me, you really like me. It's like, maybe it is because you like me, but it's because I feel understood and I feel closer to my fellow human being because I'm sharing things on here that are making people feel less alone with themselves. And so then I feel less alone because I know that they relate. It's just so nice.
Fuck yeah.
And they love you, Noah, so much. They always say, tell Noah I said hi, and I love her. So, like, they're always like, they love us, all three of us. It's so sweet. I'm so touched.
And see us live in St. Louis.
Yeah, we're going to do more live shows. It's
we're
so
working
rewarding.
Out the details. I don't want people to like start posting on the Reddit besties, hey, what's going on? They just kind of like,
because
sprinkle.
I don't know that it's going to be able to support hundreds and hundreds of people. Yes. So I don't want people to like, we'll let you know.
Don't get too excited.
Make sure you go to Nikki Glaser Pod on Instagram. That's probably where we'll post and announce that's going on.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll make a post in the subreddit. Thank you guys so much, though. Anything else, Andrew?
No, it was perfect.
Someone made us bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
There's one for you, Noah.
It was funny. I was on stage.
They made Ian one from our old U Up days.
I was on stage, and I did a joke. And I could just hear someone in the front row go, that's a good one, Andrew. Like, and it felt like, I just could hear it and no one else could hear. I almost addressed it. And it was just like, that's a good one, Andrew.
That's awesome.
Like, that's real. Like, it didn't feel like patronizing at all either. It was just like, here I am, I'm supporting you, bro. And that, dude, you're killing. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just funny.
That's
just,
what I feel when I say sometimes I don't, like, I just say in my set. I'll be like, and then a guy has like a shirt on that says da da da, and I'll go like "kid," and people who don't know will just be like, "Oh, she just said cool." But the laughter that I get from that, from people who know what "kid" is, is so satisfying.
Yeah, it feels cool.
We have like a secret language. Thank you guys so much. Very grateful for you. Spread the good word of the show, or don't. Do whatever you got to do. But we're your friends. I'm your friend, and love you so much. And thank you for all the kind notes and everything. We'll get to them during Fanthrax this week, and thank you for the gifts, but you do not need to bring those, but man, they're appreciated. And don't be cut, and
Jack Antonoff.
You did you do that one last week?
I thought Jack Johnson. Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Jack.
It's fine.